Welcome to today's deep dive. We're taking a highly detailed look today at a first-person perspective piece.
Yeah, it's from Birds Nerds, right?
Exactly. It's their guide called The Digital Foundation, A Guide to Website Hosting.
It's a really fascinating read.
It really is. Okay, let's unpack this because the author uses a mental model that really shifts how you approach a web project.
Right.
They point out that, you know, developers and clients alike, they get totally obsessed with the paint and the furniture.
I mean, the design, the UI, the fonts.
Yeah, the visible stuff. But they completely forget to evaluate the foundation.
And to step in there, the author visualizes that foundation as the plot of land you rent for your house.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, your website is the house, but website hosting is that plot of land you lease so people can actually visit it.
Which hits hard when you consider the brutal reality of a bad foundation. I mean, the 3-second rule.
Oh, yeah. That rule is completely unforgiving.
Totally. If a site takes more than 3 seconds to load, most customers will just leave. They're gone.
And what's fascinating here is how the author frames quality hosting. It's not just a performance engine.
Right.
It acts as an active digital security guard against hackers.
Deflecting the malware and all that.
Exactly. And it prevents that cheap hosting downtime, which they point out is literally like hanging a closed sign on your digital shop right during peak traffic.
Yeah, that is a total nightmare.
Yeah.
And here's where it gets really interesting. We get this great first-person perspective from the Birds Nerds post, and they highly recommend DreamHost's DreamPress plan for custom WordPress projects.
Specifically for those custom builds, yeah.
Right. So why do you think a developer leans so heavily into this specific pro-level managed solution?
Well, it comes down to the pro-level perks of DreamPress. You get automatic backups, which the source describes as essential insurance for your digital storefront.
Because it avoids rebuilding from scratch.
Exactly. I think we've all experienced that sheer panic of a crashed site. Plus, they emphasize staging websites.
Oh, right. The creative technologist favorite.
Yeah. It's basically a private clone of the site where you can aggressively test new designs before you actually push them live.
Which fundamentally changes how you work. But then the guide pivots to the main alternative, right? Squarespace.
Yeah, they do bring that up.
And they frame it as this very user-friendly set-it-and-forget-it solution where you don't even worry about plugins.
True, but if we use that earlier analogy, there is a major downside.
A closed ecosystem.
Right. With Squarespace, you are essentially renting the house and the land together.
Meaning you have limited custom features.
Exactly. And crucially, you cannot move a Squarespace site to another host later on. You're locked in.
So what does this all mean? Distilling the Birds Nerds perspective down to the bottom line for you, choose DreamPress and WordPress for a high-performance custom site that scales.
Right, if you want that ownership.
Exactly. Or choose Squarespace if you just want a simple plug-and-play project.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, investing in the right digital foundation up front saves you the ultimate headache.
Which is rebuilding a completely crashed site from scratch.
Exactly. Trying to shave a few dollars off simply is not worth the risk.
It really isn't. And that leads to a thought I want to leave you with today. If your website is your foundational digital storefront, what other invisible foundations in your life or business might be quietly turning people away simply because they take a few seconds too long to load?
That is a great question to end on.
Right. Just leave that running in the background for a bit. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.